Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I wouldn't say relaxed. The at-bats were obviously way more quality. Great pitcher out there, one of the best in the game, and we grinded it out. You know, we've had some success against him in the past until that last outing, and then we grinded every at bat out today. I mean, that's how you do it. You know, you get their quality starters out early, whether you score runs off of them or not, you grind out at bats and get their pitch counts up.
Do you feel like you guys did a much better job laying off that slider that dipped out of the zone today?
Yeah, we did, and there's still some chase there. There's always going to be, but I thought we did a much better job of laying off of it. And he didn't have the same one he had in his last outing, right? I mean, that's just bottom line. But we did do a great job of understanding what he did and didn't have, and we made him work.
Tim in the front.
Do you guys kind of exhale after the weekend you had when you get the couple home runs in the first inning, just get some runs on the board?
Yeah, that was big. You have trouble scoring runs for a couple days, and then you pop a couple of homers in the first. It does allow you to breathe a little bit. Probably takes a little bit of pressure off of Font. He did such a great job of going out there, throwing strike one. Very, very reminiscent of his outing in San Diego where he was getting ahead. You know, he's got good enough stuff where if he gets ahead, he's going to have some success, you know. And I think we talk about it all the time. No matter who you are, if you fall behind, it's gonna be pretty tough. So that's definitely a key for him. That was the game plan going in. Figure out what you're throwing over the plate today and throw it for strikes as many times as possible on the first pitch and kind of control that count out the gate.
Rich in the front.
Ricky, Familiar's been back for a few games now. What do you see the biggest difference? He seems to be commanding the lower part of the strike zone.
You know, I think he's using his four-seamer a little bit more. He's got such a great two-seamer, and that thing moves so much. You know, it can be tough to throw it in the zone. So he's really dotting his four-seamer when he needs to get ahead and then kind of pitching off of that. That's been the biggest difference. That's what he was doing late in the year last year when he was having so much success, and he's really getting comfortable with that four-seamer again where he can throw that over the plate.
Steve.
Mickey, I know for the most part you guys have used Gagne as a long man or a mop-up duty, but is he, the more you start to see him, a guy that's somewhat intriguing for higher leverage spots?
He really is. He comes in, he throws strikes. He's got a plus-plus changeup as a weapon that he can throw to both righties and lefties, and he gets ahead. You know, this is the guy that we've been looking for all year to step up and get the job done, and he's been outstanding. So we trust him, and we actually told him that today. Hey, you know, Lugo's out. You're going to have to step up and get some high-leverage outs. I'm not sure what inning that's always going to be, but it'll be probably anywhere between the fifth through the eighth. And we trust him in those situations because his pitch mix and he's not scared to throw the ball over the plate.
Matt in the front.
Can you just take us through what your plan was tonight with pulling Drew after two and then with, I guess, with the eighth inning, going three guys instead of just letting Gazelman or...
Yes. So Drew did his job. He went two innings. His spot was coming up in the order. So instead of hitting the pitcher in a pretty close game, we obviously pinch hit for him. And then we went to Familia. We thought the batters that were coming up matched up really well. He had a great first inning. And then we had, you know, the one person that made us think the way we did was Rendon. And the fact that Gesellman had only had one day off and had thrown two innings and had 31 pitches, so he was kind of limited. If he'd have been full go, I think we would have just started him in the eighth. But, you know, we found out that if you're a tad limited, you use him, but you got to make sure that they're facing the hitters they should. And back to Rendon, Rendon is 9 for 18 off of Gesellman and has not had much success at all against Familia. I think it's like 2 for 14 or something. So he's their best hitter. He's the guy we were trying to get Familia through. And then our next best matchup was Soto Zamora. Now, obviously, those two didn't work, but we had Gesellman on the ready to come in and kind of clean up if he needed to. So, you know, they got the job done. You know, you would have liked to got Rendon or Soto one out with as good of matchups as we felt they were. It didn't happen. So Gesellman picked those guys up.
Just Gagneau, just back to him for a second. I guess this might be like the questions we've asked you through the years about Lugo, but with how good he's pitched in that, do you think about swapping and maybe making him the guy who can go four innings to start? And maybe throwing Font for one inning or two? I mean, does it give you any course of flipping their roles?
Yeah, and we considered that today, right? And then once Lugo is not available, we have to have four guys that can be available late in the games at all times, right? And because you're going to use two or three of them the night before, and you might only have two to three of those four the next night. So we wanted to make sure that Gagneau, the way he's throwing the ball, that he kind of assumes Lugo's role. It might not be the seventh and eighth, but it might be the fifth and the sixth or the sixth and the seventh. Like we said before, he's been throwing so good. We feel we can benefit and win games with him in that role, just like we did tonight, to kind of hold him after our starter does what they need to do.
Shit in the middle.
Mickey, how comfortable has Davis looked to you and left?
You know, he didn't have many plays out there. Did he even have a play? Yeah, he feels comfortable. You know, it's something that you're never going to know until you see multiple games. But he feels comfortable. He's been working hard at it, and we feel comfortable enough to put him out there and start him because his bat's very valuable.
Tony in the front.
That was the fastest Cano has gone home to second on a double in 3 years.
It should have been. It should have been. It better have been.